बालोपि सन्नुपगतास्तपसेवनानि तस्मादद्रुवगतिं कृणते प्रसन्नो दिव्यास्तुवन्ति मनयो यदुपर्यदास्तात् विदहा सपत्योदितपत्रिभिरन्ति राज्ञो बालोऽपि सन्नुपगतास्तपसेवनानि तस्मादद्रुवगतिं गृणते प्रसन्नो दिव्यस्तुवन्ति मनयो यदुपर्यदस्ता विद्यासपत्योदितपत्रीभिरन्ति राज्ञो बालोऽपि सन्नुपगतास्तपसेवनानि तस्मादद्रुवगतिं गृणते प्रसन्नो दिव्यस्तुवन्ति मनयो यदुपर्यदस्ता राजो बालोऽपि सन्नुपगतास्तपसेवनानि दिव्यास्तुवन्ति मनयो यदुपर्यदस्ता प्रसन्नो माताजी सिद्धासपत्येति राजो तस्मादद्रुवगतिं कृणते प्रसन्नो विदः पिञ्चिर्वाय सपत्नी को वैफ उदित अट्टर्ड बाय पत्र भी बाय शार्प वर्ड्स अंति जस्ट बिफोर राजना ऑफ द किंग बाला ए बॉय अपि आल्दो सान बीइंग सो उपगतः टुक टू तपसे सिवियर पेनेंसेस वन्नी वनानी इन ए ग्रेट फॉरेस्ट तस्माय देयरफॉर Adat gave as a reward Dhruvagatim, the path to the Dhruva planet, Granate, on being prayed for. Prasanna, being satisfied. Divya, denizens of higher planets. Stuvanti, to pray. Munaya, great sages. Yat, thereupon. Upari, up. Adastat, down. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Being insulted by the sharp words spoken by the co-wife of the king, even in his presence, Prince Dhruva, though only a boy, took a severe penance in the forest. And the Lord, being satisfied by his prayer, awarded him Dhruva planet, which is worshipped by great sages, both upward and downward. Purport. When he was only 5 years old, Prince Dhruva, a great devotee and the son of Maharaja Uttanapada, was sitting on the lap of his father. His stepmother did not like the king patting her stepson. So she dragged him out, saying that could not claim to sit in the lap of king because he was not born out of her womb. The little boy felt insulted by this act of his stepmother, nor did his father make any protest, for he was too attached to his second wife. After this incident, Prince Dhruva went to his own mother and complained. His real mother also could not take up any step against this insulting behavior, and so she wept. The boy inquired from this mother how he could sit on the royal throne of his father, and the poor queen replied that only the Lord could help him. The boy inquired where the Lord could be seen. And the queen replied that it is said that the Lord is sometimes seen by great sages in the dense forest. The child prince decided to go into the forest to perform the severe penances in order to achieve this objective. Prince Dhruva performed stringent type of penances under the instruction of his spiritual master, Sri Narad Muni, who was specifically deputed for this purpose by the personality of Godhead. Prince Dhruva was initiated by Narad Muni into chanting the hymn composed to 18 letters, namely, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The Lord Vasudeva incarnated himself as a Prishnigarbha, the personality of Godhead with four hands, and awarded the prince a specific planet above the seven stars, Prince Dhruva. After achieving success in this undertaking, saw the Lord face to face and was satisfied by all his needs were fulfilled. The planet awarded to Prince Dhruva Maharaj is a fixed Vaikuntha planet installed in the material atmosphere by the will of the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva. This planet, although within the material world, will not be annihilated at the time of devastation, but will remain fixed in its place. And because of this Vaikuntha planet never to be annihilated, it is worshipped even by the denizens of seven stars situated below Dhruva planet, as well as by the planets which are even above Dhruva planet. Maharshi Bhrigu planet is situated above the Dhruva planet. So the Lord incarnated himself as Krishna Garbha, just to satisfy the pure devotee of the Lord. And Prince Dhruva achieved the perfection simply by chanting the hymen mentioned above, after being initiated by another pure devotee, Narada. A serious personality can thus achieve the highest perfection of meeting the Lord and attain the objective simply by being guided by the pure devotee, who automatically approaches by dint of one's serious determination to meet the Lord by all means. The description of Prince Dhruva's activities can be read in the detail in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Ajnananti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militamena Tasmaya Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadvutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Anvitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, I need the blessing from all of you. It's a very important story of Prince Dhruva Maharaj.
When a little Prince Dhruva
was, he was about 5 years old,
and he was a great devotee. That is one thing. And one day he was sitting on the lap of his father, Uttana Pada. Seeing this condition, his stepmother, Suruchi, her name is Suruchi, she dragged him out. And he could not claim to sit on the lap of his mother, father, because he was not born
out of her womb. He's not the son of her stepmother.
The boy insulted. By this act, his stepmother nor
did his father make any protest. After that, this incident, Prince Dhruva went to his own mother, she is Suniti, and complained about the problem. Mother said, even I can't help. He is not loving me properly. I don't know what to do. Both were crying. But Dhruva asked, I wanted to establish very big kingdom, greater than my father, equivalent to Brahmaji's great-grandfather's. That kingdom I want. So, his determination was so much. Then, where I can do that? How can I get it? So immediately, she said, I heard that you can go to Lord. Lord will arrange it. God will arrange it, everything. But where I can get God? I heard that the Rishi Munis, they get the Lord from in the forest. You can get there by meditation. So immediately he got ready. Dhruva got ready. 5 years boy got ready. This, he had unflinching faith. Dhruva had unflinching faith. And when he was coming there, it was the Narad Muni has come there. He was directed by Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Narad Muni came and he was consoling Dhruva. What is that? This small little fight goes on. You should not take it seriously. You are a young boy. You go back home. Now, this is going to be a dark now. You'll be alone in this forest. It will be very difficult. There will be wild animals. Very dangerous. Don't. You go back. Then, you know, Dhruva says, see, if you wanted to fulfill my desire, you advise me. Otherwise, you can walk off from here. You please go. So this determination was very strong. So understanding this determination, then Narad Muni gives him a mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The same thing mantra we chant at that time of Bhagavatam. Actually, he initiated him with giving that mantra. By Narad Muni, that is 18 letters mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. See, by very seriously he was doing that, and within some time Lord appears, and he actually, this boy says, I do not want anything. I saw you. Your darshan made me everything. I don't have any desire. But you had earlier desire. I will fulfill it. So he allows him Dhruva Loka. It's a Vaikuntha planet. It is even in the material world, it is a Vaikuntha planet. So this here you can understand, whatever is impossible, God can do it. This is that. Huh? Everything is impossible, but Lord can do it. Huh? Seeing this condition, Dhruva was very, very happy. And he could not speak anything. But Lord touches his conch shell on his face. And immediately he starts glorifying the Lord. And he says, whatever we are seeing, whatever we are doing, whatever we are listening, whatever the action we are doing it, this is because of your mercy. You are giving it. Otherwise, it is impossible. This is true. How can we do, you know, even talking, even seeing, even tasting, every senses they work because of Lord's mercy. So that one way he agrees for that. And very nicely that the serious determination of this and his devotee, his devotion, he meets the Lord. This is one thing. Very serious he was. His desire was too high. And he wanted greater kingdom than Brahma even. So he got it. Suppose what desire we all have. Two-bedroom flat, three-bedroom flat, five-bedroom flats. More than that, it is difficult to manage. He said, no, it can't possibly. I don't know, it's enough for me. So he had unlimited desire. Unlimited desire. Even mother sent him for that. He got it. See, actually in Chaitanya Mangala, they say, when the child was there, in the night, many demigods comes. They whisper, "You go away. The tiger is coming. The lion is coming. See, lion is roaring." Then he could get that, all those. But see, the python will come and it will eat you like that. But he was such a unflinching faith. He was not giving up this mantra. No, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, unflinching faith in the power of the holy name, he understood. So, nothing worked. Nothing worked. All obstructions have gone out, waste. So, this is what Dhruva got the planet. Now, I'll give some example. See, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was, after his maturity, he wanted to preach. Though, when he was preaching, actually, people never have that Mahamantra. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, nobody is having. Very, very few people. And all are having different mantras. So, he tried lot just going and explaining. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This is a mantra, this is a Mahamantra, you should chant. They said, no, that is not the mantra. We'll have our own mantras. So he was very much worried. Then he told these things to Father Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "You should take the shelter of Mahamantra fully, not halfway." Then he has taken the Mahamantra 192 rounds for nine and a half, 10 years every day at Chandrasekhar Bhavan. Because that will reveal, his father told, that Mahamantra will reveal. After that 9.5-10 years, he has established Gaudiya Math. And after that he has established our Ultadanga Road, Prabhupada met him. So many things happened. So this Mahamantra, then he could establish this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So same thing. Prabhupada, he was for 1 year, he was going here, there in America. Nothing he could do. And people are asking, "Aapne kya kiya hai?" Isne bata, he spoke in Hindi only. "Maine wo ek dugduki bajaya, ek garden mein gaya, Tompkins Square. Udhar maine ghanto mahamantra kar diya. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare." His tune was very much, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hours and hours, closing his eyes with the tears, he was crying for that. And with that, the children have come, everybody got it, that thing started. This is his thing. This is a Mahamantra. Tab mila sab kuch. Rare Mahamantra. So same thing, I can say the chanting the holy name, we can talk about Valmiki Muni. Valmiki, he was a Ratnakar. He was a highway robber. Right? So same way that Narad Muni and Parvat Muni, they comes. Narad Muni is going to uplift everyone, you know. So Narad, that one is this robber, he goes with the stick and he wanted to beat them. They said, we are sadhus, we don't have anything, why you are beating? No, I wanted this because I am taking care of my children's and home, so this is my business. So no, this is a very dangerous and most sinful business, and you have to, there will be lots of reaction. So what I can do? He says, I do that. I love it. How can you love it? You have such a big bundle of sinful activities. You wanted to protect your children and wife, family. Yes. So they are going to take part of your sinful action, sinful. They'll be responsible for that. Yes. How can they be responsible? You go and ask and come. So he says, you wanted to go, I think. That's why you are telling this. No. We'll remain here. So he takes some root and he ties them there. Both the rishis, the saints. Then he goes home. He asks there while going home at his wife, you know, today I met some saints. They said, whatever the action I am doing, it is sinful activities. So you will be part of that sinful activity. For the reaction, you will be there, no? He was asking his wife. Wife said, whatever you are doing, it is your job to protect us. You should bring it. We are not concerned what way you are bringing it. We are not concerned for your sinful activities. You should take care of us. You should look after us. So he was crying. You are not there. I am bringing that such an bad shape, sinful thing. You are not responsible. You are not giving support to me. No. Nobody was supporting. Nobody. All kept quiet. The young boy was saying, Father, you are doing such a wretched job. You are taking care of us. This is horrible. So he felt so bad. He has cried. And finally, he disconnected from home and family. There is it is said that there, after crying, he takes some mud from that place and putting it in his mouth and taking the water and finish. Rina is over. He's finished. They're like finished, they're dead for him. He comes back runningly and he opened them, but tied up those Narad Muni and Parvat Muni, and just gave him, asking him, you please protect me. I do not have anything, any support. You are only a shelter. Then Narad Muni asked to chant the Ram's name. He was so sinful, he could not chant. Then he was saying, Amara, 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 Amara. He was, his business is started. He has not to go anywhere. No attraction, no children, no action. So he was there. These people allowed them. So, taking Rama's name. After 1 year, they come on the way, because that Valmika has come. The anthill has grown. Nobody was there. But this voice was coming. Rama, Rama, Rama. Then these people just cleared him all, this anthill. Then they said, he was just like a skeleton. And his face was so blissful. By mercy of Ram. So he said, the 50,000 years were there to Ram's birth. But before that, you should write Ramayana. This is the power of the holy name, Ram. He writes that. And same story you heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's thing. Mrigari. Mrigari is a hunter. He was killing the animal half dead. So Narad Muni meets him. He just says, you stop this sinful activities. So I have to survive. What shall I do? Then Adamini takes responsibility. I will take responsibility. So same way, he breaks his bow and he is Mrigari. All world came to know that he has become a sadhu. So all have brought some gift for him. Some dal, some rice, this, that, and all. Some way that fruits. So he was chanting the holy name and become a sadhu. And after a few days, when Narad Muni and Parvat Muni came to see him, from long he saw and he was running to me, welcome them. But he was looking down, jumping and running, because there are ants are going on. Ants, so he was taking a shawl and wiping it, those ants, so carefully, and he missed. So that person, he was killing the animals half dead. See the transformation. Maha Mantra made it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to hear Bhagavatam class at Tota Gopinath, Jagannath Puri. This Gadadhar Pandit used to give the class, and both were hearing daily Bhagavatam. Very seriously, with both were crying all the time. The subject of essence of Dhruva and Prahlad comes, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks, repeat it again. Repeat that subject. How many times? 100 times, repeat it. Because this repetition is going to make us pure. The hearing the essence, hearing this Bhagavatam of this such devotees, that also 5 years boys, what a great benediction. So 100 times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear this. 100 times. Chanting the same Dhruva story and Prahlad story. And every day discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Every day discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Not discussing like us, nicely laughing and doing that. With real heart, with the tears, that they break it. They could see that the action is taking place. And one more thing, this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has visited Kurumakshetra. There he stayed for a few days. And he left. There is a Vasudeva leper. He has a leprosy. He never used to come in the front. So he understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to Kurumakshetra. So from long he has come with very great difficulty. His body was giving lots of problem. And he is having a boils and all. Even the worm from his body falls down. He is so kind, he puts that worm back to that same body. Eat it. Eat my body. which is useless for me. You know, such a, what we call it, humble and good devotee. So he comes there, and at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will use that place. So when he came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there, he was fainted. He was feeling, Lord, after so many years I wanted to see you. You did not come. You did not meet me. So he was crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gone long, far away. And just hearing this cry, I mean, he understood this. And he comes about turn. He comes back straight away here. And he just comes here. And he embraces Vasudeva. He was smelling so bad wounds are so bad. But he was embraced in such a way, all wounds are wiped off, and he has become a beautiful body. Beautiful body. And he was saying that nothing, no wound, nothing. So he was crying. Now, I'll not attract to the Lord, because he was chanting and attracted to the Lord. But when nice thing, my nice body become, people will be attracted to me. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. He was stubborn, determined. Mahamantra will help you. Don't worry. He has become perfect. So this is the mantra, Mahamantra's power. So one more thing I'll tell you, that it was in Gorakhpur. Prabhupada was giving the class. Actually, Gorakhpur, that even Hanuman Prasad Poddar was there. He was Gita Press, head of the Gita Press. They had a very good relation. Many dignitaries were there in the class. So, Prabhupada was giving Bhagavatam class, and one person was dozing, sitting in the front of the class. Prabhupada was very wild. Prabhupada gets two things, he gets angry. One, for the children are crying, and he's getting angry with the parents. Why they are not taking care of the children? With the parents he does. But this other one is the dozing in Bhagavatam class. He said, how you are sleeping like this? I'm an old man of 75 years. I just do this. Why you do? You this way you will go back home, back to Godhead? What do you think? By sleeping you will go back home, back to Godhead? What do you mean? How you are sleeping? The entire class was given by that sleeping. Prabhupada was very angry. And he didn't see that so many delegates are sitting here. It is not a good thing. No, he was. No. You have to be perfect. This is the time. This is the truth. This is the purification process. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. This is unattentively hearing and sleeping. What is this? He was left and right, he fired him. Then he was saying, the materialistic people, he was giving two examples. M.K. Gandhi, Mohan Karamchandra Gandhi, how much struggle he did it for the freedom of India. They never bothered about sleeping. Hardly one and a half hour they used to sleep. And second thing is Subhash Chandra Bose. What a great personalities. He has gone out of India for putting British out. And these are all the materialistic way of life. But they were not having a sleep. And that is a material thing which is not permanent. But which you are attending, that is a permanent. Chanting the holy name, hearing Bhagavatam, listening, this is a permanent thing. So, even they were so serious about the materialistic thing. And your spiritual thing, you are not serious. So you should be very serious about it. He gave that class about sleeping. How you are not attentive and all. That was Prabhupada's class. So nice. So see the sacrifice. This devotion is nothing but sacrifice. You have to sacrifice the sleep. You have to sacrifice the food. So many things are there. So, then you will attain it. It's not easily you will get this good fruit from the spiritual life. It's not that. So, this don't get. So, it requires a higher sacrifice. And if it will touch to the Lord. It will touch to the Lord. Even by chanting the holy name, it should touch to the Lord. The chanting Dhruva, chanting the name, unflinching faith, Lord loved it. He understood it. He liked it. Same way that in our life, Even one Swamiji was telling that from ODP that everybody have got two things. One is Suruchi, one is Suniti. Suruchi means Ruchi. You always take the taste. That is sense gratification. You always go for this taste, that taste. It is sense gratification. And you will be flying in that. You are not taking very seriously. Suruchi. You are taking a taste. This taste, having that food, this food. You are go on changing it. That will not put us in progress. Same thing happened to Suruchi. She is the wife of Uttanapada, second wife. So that is wasted. That life is wasted. So Suniti. Suniti means who is having a perfect niti, characters, good conduct. That will uplift us. Spiritual life, that will uplift us. Real niti, that will uplift us. What to do, what not to do, and whether Lord is happy about it. Atha punja dvija sreshta varna ashrama vibhagacha sthanu sthitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshana. You are having any type of varna ashrama, but samsiddhir haritoshanam, are you pleasing Krishna? That is the question you have to ask. That is the devotee's job. Samsiddhir haritoshanam. Whether Krishna is pleased with my work, whatever I am doing it. That's why Suruchi and Suniti. It's a very wonderful example he has given. Pejavar Swami has given it. You should be always with Suniti, with Niti. You should go on that, the right thing. Which is that is spiritual. And Suruchi is material. Suniti is spiritual. So, we all should have more, take the shelter of holy name, and every impossible work will be done. For every problem, there is one aushadi, mantra aushadi. Every problem, any problem. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he can't go and fight with anyone, everyone. Then he took the Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, you take shelter of the holy name. 10 years he took 192 rounds. So many times it was raining. With the umbrella he could not leave off that chanting. So serious. So seriously the thing has been done. That is Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. How Lord will be pleased. That's why two things are always there. Suruchi Suniti. Material and spiritual. This is the thing. And you have to see, whatever I am doing it, is it pleasing Krishna? That is the job. That is Krishna consciousness. That's why you have to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So, there's 2 minutes, I think. Anybody have got any question? So, you are all in Suniti's side. Suniti's side. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.